A reason to celebrate.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Wall Street was looking for any small sign from the Federal Reserve yesterday that it might consider cutting interest rates at some point in the future. Investors think they got it. The Fed left interest rates alone, but it also gave a very vague hint that perhaps in the next few months a rate cut might be coming. That was all investors needed to hear. The Dow gained 159 points, 1.33% to 12,447. The Nasdaq put on 47, almost 2% to 2455. The S&P 500 climbed 24 points. There were also big gains in Asia today, and Europe is off to a strong start. The World Trade Organization is about to hear its biggest case ever. It's a doozy. The U.S. versus the EU, Boeing and Airbus. Our European correspondent Stephen Beard joins us. What's this about, Stephen?
Well, Scott, it does seem to be degenerating into a sort of rather childish playground contest. In this case, the argument is over the size of aircraft subsidies, and each side is shouting, yours is bigger than mine. Today, the EU is saying that by 2025, Boeing will have received $23 billion in federal, state and local subsidies. Meanwhile, the US has already said that Airbus has got $15 billion in aid, and that, in fact, that benefit adds up to $100 billion over the three decades that Airbus has been operating because it saved the company from commercial financing costs.
Okay, but if they're both doing it, what's the point of litigating it?
Well, the somewhat childish answer to that is you started it. The US launched this claim in the WTO against Airbus in 2004, and the EU's reaction was to counterclaim. The US says that Airbus has benefited from direct grants of money from European governments, whereas the EU says that Boeing has benefited from less direct but nevertheless very substantial state support, and it's got all kinds of tax breaks too. If both companies are forced to pay back all of the alleged subsidies, they would both be bankrupt.
Wow. But that's not likely to happen, is it?
No, of course it isn't. Clearly, the two sides will draw back from the brink and there will be some kind of settlement.
All right, we'll keep an eye on it. Thanks, Stephen.
Okay, Scott.
Stephen Beard in London. One other note about flying this morning. It appears the U.S. government has no intention of dropping the cell phone ban on airplanes. USA Today says there were some technical concerns about allowing calls during flight. But the FCC also got a ton of letters from people saying, please don't allow a plane full of people to talk on their cell phones.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Introducing ThriveQ, an online tool that helps you know where you stand on your path to retirement. More at ThriveQ.com. And by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. Science and technology reports are supported by Boston Scientific, committed to delivering what's next in medical technology to help clinicians improve and extend lives. BostonScientific.com.
Some of the country's big subprime lenders will testify before the Senate Banking Committee today. So will federal regulators. Congress is trying to figure out who's to blame for abuses in the lending business. Our economics correspondent Chris Farrell believes there's someone who could help clean this up. It's a company. They wanted to open a bank, perhaps get into the mortgage business. But last week, Walmart gave up. Other banks and unions didn't want Walmart in the banking industry. All right, Chris, make your case.
Let's open up the market to competition. Let Walmart into the banking business. Their customer base is below median income. We all know that. And the competition will drive out a lot of the abuses. I mean, imagine you get some regulatory reform and increased competition. I think that would dramatically change the subprime market and the concerns about predatory lending.
But why do you think Walmart would be a good banking operation?
Everyday low prices. This is a machine. You can criticize Walmart for many, many things. But one thing they do know how to do, deliver a service at a cheap price. There's a lot of gravy to be taken. There are some fat profit margins in the predatory lending subprime market. All right. So Walmart's going to come in, and that's how it's going to profit, is by just taking that away.
But how do we know that Walmart wouldn't fall into the same trap that the other subprime mortgage lenders fell into, which is handing out money right and left?
Do you think that there's some people that scrutinize what Walmart does? Do you think that if Walmart were trying to do some of the footloose and fancy-free wording that some of these subprime lenders got away with, that Walmart would get away with it? No, they wouldn't. It's the most scrutinized company in America, maybe the most scrutinized company in the world. But again, I think it would help out the low-income consumer. Now, I can understand why small banks are against Walmart getting the business. I understand why big banks are against Walmart getting into the business. But as far as the consumer goes, this was really a bad move. And what Congress should do is hold a hearing. And it should say, why shouldn't we let Walmart into the business?
But Congress was going to hold a hearing to say
the
we
opposite.
Shouldn't let Walmart
exactly.
into this business.
Right. And because there was a lot of pressure on Congress to prevent the competition. I mean, look, it was an anti-competition bill. And by the way, I'm saying that would benefit the low-income consumer, but it would spill over to the rest of the consumers, because then all of a sudden people are going to go, boy, that's a cheap checking account. That's a cheap savings account. Those are pretty good services. Well, why should I be with Bank America or Citigroup or Wells Fargo and all these high fees and they don't really treat me very well? And, well, maybe I'll go to Walmart. I actually think that it would change the dynamics of the banking business.
Well, Chris, always one to stir the pot.
I like it.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Our economics correspondent, Chris Farrell. Give him a piece of your mind at marketplace.org. Bet you didn't know today is Walmart's Associate Celebration Day. That's because Walmart just decided it was this morning. The company's giving a lot of its hourly employees more than $500 million in bonuses. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.